Chapter 1. The Jogger. Dan and Sue are police officers in London. It is a Tuesday morning and Dan is angry. "What's the matter, Dan?" Sue asks. "Look at this," Dan says. "Every day someone steals money from people near the shops. We must stop this."
"Yes, of course," Sue says. "But who is it?"
"There is a jogger," Dan says. "Every day he runs near the shops. Sometimes he runs into people. Perhaps he steals the money."
"Okay," Sue says.
"Let's go to the shops. Perhaps we can see this jogger." They sit upstairs in a window over the shops. Dan has a radio. They watch the people in the street.
"Look," Sue says. "There's the jogger."
The young man runs into an old woman and she falls down. The jogger puts his hand on the old woman's arm.
"I'm sorry," he says. "Can I help you? Here's your bag."
Then a young woman shouts at him.
"Don't run here," she says. "It's dangerous. Go away."
The young man runs away. Dan talks in his radio.
"Quick, stop him. He's running up North Street."
A police car stops the young man in North Street.
"Are you okay now?"
Sue asks the old woman.
"Yes, thank you. Where is that nice young woman? I can't see her now."
"Have you got all your money?" Sue asks. The old woman looks in her bag.
"No, I haven't. My money's in my purse. But my purse isn't here."
"Okay, Sue," Dan says. "Let's talk to the jogger."
"Who are you?" Sue asks the young man.
"My name's Peter Jones." "Why? Who are you?"
"We're police officers." "Why do you go running past the shops every day?"
"Why not? I like running."
"Okay," Dan says. "Let's look for the money."
"What money?" Peter Jones asks. "What are you talking about? I never take money with me when I run."
Dan looks for the money, but he cannot find any.
"Can I go now?" Peter Jones asks.
"Okay," Dan says angrily, "but don't come back."
"Why not?" Peter asks angrily. "I live here. And I'm not doing anything wrong."
He runs away.
"What do we do now?" Sue asks. "Where is the old woman's money and her purse?"
"I don't know," says Dan. "Somebody has it. But who?"